This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word GRACEDEAL. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. No shortage of news today. I have a lot I want to get to here. A lot of sound as well. Heavy sound day. Also, though, just an update. Walter Mondale died. I saw this morning, and I just wanted to let everyone know in case you hadn't seen the news yet. Passed away, I believe, today, maybe last night. In other news as well, we have a lot of interesting sound cuts, and one that I saw that I made me realize that as bad as it is right now in this country, it's worse in other places. You got to check out this cut. Jared, am I exaggerating when I say this is Gestapo? This is really bad. This is out of Ontario. You have to listen to these local, I'm sure they're the local experts, you know. I don't even need to know their titles. They're experts. They're the people, they're the powers that be. They're our betters. They're our dear leaders. They're the people we're supposed to listen to no matter what. And you got to hear this to believe it, because it sounds like it's from a horror movie. One of those futuristic, scary, dystopian, awful. Is it dystopian? I always get that confused. All right. Dystopian, you know, 1984-esque type deal. You got to hear this. This is cut 14.
Moving forward, police will have the authority to require any individual who is not in a place of residence to first provide their purpose for not being at home and provide their home address. Police will also have the authority to stop a vehicle to inquire about an individual's reason for leaving their residence.
And our inspectors will also be ensuring that those who absolutely must come to work are strictly following the public health measures. For our employers and employees, take note, this is your last warning.
If someone sees their neighbors breaking these new regulations and having a party in their yard, that sort of thing, should people call police on their neighbors?
If it means saving lives, then I think we have to think about what your social responsibilities are as an individual to make sure that you don't empower other people and invite a whole bunch of individuals to your home.
I had a lot of other stuff planned, but I feel like that's going to take over the segment. If you want to weigh in on that nonsense, 844-500-4242. I got to say, Jared, the first woman sounds like she's trying to imitate a robot. Can we just play a little bit of her beginning? I've never heard such a robotic voice.
Moving forward, police will have the authority to require any individual who is not in a place of residence to first provide their purpose for not being at home and provide their home address. Police will also have the authority to stop a vehicle to inquire about an individual's reason for leaving their residence.
She sounds like the recordings when you're at the train station. Please clear the platform. The train is arriving now. Oh my God. It's like they're trying to freak people out. It's absolutely insane. And that's just what we're dealing with, is just, you know, do what you're told. Do not hang out with people unless you want the Gestapo to be knocking on your door. And it's all to create a culture of safety and to make you feel better, to show solidarity with your neighbor, to not be so damn selfish. Yikes. There's another story here I wanted to read. This is from the Wall Street Journal. It's from one of my favorite writers, James Freeman. And I hadn't heard about this. This is a story about virtue signaling, and of course, and it's about a company It's called Innovex Downhole Solutions, and the company, they have about 400 employees. They're a Houston-based oil field service company. So this guy, his name is Mr. Adam Anderson. He's the CEO. He decided for Christmas he was going to buy about 400 zip-ups for his employees. You ever see those? A lot of people, you know, in the financial district, you'll see guys walking around with like a Patagonia and it has their company's name on it. It's a fancy little Christmas gift you get for your company. So the guy thought he'd get his employees North Faces, high-quality outdoor apparel with the little logo on it of Houston-based oil field services company Innovex. Now, this is where it gets wild. Unfortunately, we were informed North Face would not sell us jackets because we were an oil and gas services company. The irony, Mr. Anderson explained to the apparel magnate, is your jackets are made from the oil and gas products the hardworking men and women of our industry produce. The Innovex CEO also explained how oil and gas enable the outdoors lifestyle your brands embrace. He also described the many benefits of low-cost energy, including the ability for people around the world to maintain new COVID vaccines at the extremely low temperature required for storage. He also described emissions reductions achieved by the rise of U.S. natural gas and the many improvements in human health and longevity enabled by fossil fuels over the last century. But what he probably could have explained to them in a shorter way is just to say, you guys are morons. Because if you're trying to sell a product and someone comes to you and says, I want 400 of these, I want to buy 400 of your product, you let them buy it. You don't say, oh, I'm sorry. That was a really nice idea. But the thing is, we don't work with oil field services companies. Because that doesn't really align itself with our values and our culture of inclusion and compassion. I can't even forget the wokeness. Forget all that. Okay. I know that that has pervaded the mindset of everyone in America. It's the business aspect of it. It's money. He wanted to buy your jackets and you turned him away. Republicans buy sneakers too. I know Michael Jordan didn't actually say it. It's misattributed quote, whatever, but it always stuck with me. Conservatives buy products. The level of snobbery to say, I don't want you to buy this from us because you guys are in the oil industry and we're better than that, even though we use that industry to help produce these products.
Well, look at the leading economic minds of the left right now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. These people, why do you think they would understand economics? Getting Elizabeth Warren and everybody calling for just getting rid of student debt. Just wipe out money. Like, that's not how the economy, that's not economics. That's not how it works.
But I mean, North Face is a clothing brand and he wanted to buy 400 jackets. And you know what it makes me think of is when the pandemic really first started last year, not first started, but into the summer, I remember my younger brother was going into a liquor store to get beer. Him and his friend were going, they were getting beer for like a boat day or something. And it was before they had all the mandates, but you had to have a face covering. That's all they said. So my brother took a t-shirt, wrapped it around his head, and the other kid took a t-shirt wrapped around, you know, their faces. And they got in and they're buying all these things of beer. And one of the young guys at the liquor store says, excuse me, you can't be in here unless you have a mask. You can't be in here unless you have a mask. And the owner of the liquor store is behind the counter and he looks at the kid and he goes, they're fine. Okay, they're fine. Like, in other words, they're about to spend $100 here. Forget about your virtue signaling for 2 seconds so we can make some money. It's not. There's no price that they won't pay to let you know how much better than they are. Kate Moss one time said, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. And with the liberals, I think it's nothing is worth as much as virtue is. I got to perfect it, but it's like, there's no there's nothing that they won't do to feel better than you. It doesn't matter if they have to lose money. It doesn't matter if they have to lose, you know, their job. It doesn't matter if they have to lose their freedoms. If they can feel morally superior to you, they will pay any price, because virtue signaling is their best feeling in the entire world. We'll be back on the other side. I see you guys lined up on the calls. We will take them. 844-500-4242. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing: pollen. That means you're going to get an itchy throat. You're going to get a runny nose. You're going to get scratchy eyes. And I know somebody who gets this a lot. That's Jared Diglio. No one deals with allergies as much as Jared.
Yes, and this season is particularly brutal. But I have the answer. It's called the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. What it does is it actually ionizes. Follow the science on this. It ionizes the air around you, and it cleans the air. It gets rid of. It doesn't just cover up. It eliminates pollutants. It eliminates allergens. It eliminates viruses. And you are actually breathing clean, oxygenated air, which is huge, especially if you deal with the symptoms of, you know, sometimes you only got one nostril you can breathe out of, your throat is scratchy, your chest hurts, all that stuff. When you have the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and you're in that pure environment, nada.
And the other part of it that I think people need to keep in mind is, if you don't have allergies, you probably have some sort of smell in your house. I mean, I hate to say this to people, but you might not even realize it. It starts to smell without you realizing it, whether you have a dog or you just have a musty, damp smell in your basement. If you cook a lot, those smells kind of linger. You want a way to clear it all out every night and just feel good, breathe in the fresh air. And right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word GRACE and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. I love free shipping. And there's nothing better than saving money and getting free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, in code word GRACE. With the Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. We'll be back on the other side with your calls. 844-500-4242. I kind of want to talk about this North Face thing. I think this is bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. The bottom line for most companies is, let's make money. Let's make money. Let's make a profit. Not, oh, don't forget to tell them how bad they are and how much better we are. Good luck with that product. Ugh, geez Louise. All right, we'll be back on the other side. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation by people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We're just talking about virtue signaling. It's everywhere now. It's absolutely everywhere. The neighborhood I live in, you can't even walk down the street without looking at signs galore. And the signs are getting more and more vague and strange. It started off with things like, hate has no home here. Which I found interesting, because I was like, well, are you implying that hate has home in my house? Well, because I like Trump, so probably. That was always the implication. But then it got even weirder, where they were just saying, water is life. And love is love, and all these other things. And I'm like, okay, huh. Still not sure what this is about. And now it's gone to the point where you can go to a company and say, I want to buy 400 of your jackets for my employees. And they look into what your job is, and they go, we don't like that industry, the oil industry. We're going to pass on the 400 jackets. I mean, just when you don't think these people can get any nuttier, they prove you wrong. Today's poll question is brought to you by Nauset Disposal, affordable rubbish and recycling from Duxbury to Provincetown. Go to NausetDisposal.com. That's NausetDisposal.com. Jared Diglio, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Do you think any Democrat will actually censure Maxine Waters?
No, so I know we're saving this for producer's picks, but Yamiche Alcindor, who's one of my favorite reporters, I'm sorry, did I say reporter? I meant activist. She's one of my favorite Democrat activists. I was actually thinking today, I'm like, all right, so Maxine is in really hot water. I know that Yamiche is a huge fan of Maxine Waters. She tweeted out, you know, that Maxine, fact check, she was not inciting violence. And a lot of people have pointed out that it's amazing what they can do and how they can really read into the intent of words when they're coming from Democrats. You know, if Trump said something and he would say, you know, peaceful, everyone march peacefully, they would say what he really meant was wreak havoc, cause destruction. They could read Trump's mind. Karnak the Magnificent, all of them. But when it's a Democrat and a Democrat comes out and, you know, very explicitly says, get confrontational, get up in their faces, they can also say, that's not what they meant. That's not what they meant, obviously. So I kind of thought to myself, after reading Yamiche's tweets, I thought maybe they'll have to come out to the press conference today with Jen Psaki and be a little bit more critical of Joe Biden, whatever that means, you know, like maybe to take the pressure off of Maxine, they will push back on the border crisis or how Kamala hasn't held a press conference or, you know, any of these things. And I was wrong, because what actually ended up happening, which, again, we're going to save this sound and tease it for the next segment. Yamiche basically just said, why aren't you defending Maxine more? It would be, I say this a lot, but it would be funnier if it wasn't so sad. You know, like if she wasn't in the White House asking these questions. So I'm going to say, no, they're not going to do anything to Maxine. She's going to get more praise. She's going to probably end up on a magazine cover within the next few weeks. Yeah, no, I think she'll be okay.
96% of the audience says, no, they will not censure Maxine Waters.
I mean, no. We had callers today
it's
defending
Maxine. Come on.
Ugh.
Like Uncle Joe and Aunt Maxine and Dr. B. And
I have to say, this year for the March Madness bracket, for the liberal hacks, like Hack Madness, I think it was Jennifer Rubin who came out on top, which, don't get me wrong, well-deserved, but I think Yamiche would definitely give her a run for her money. Because some of the questions that Yamiche asks, she's so clearly not a reporter. When she's not promoting the Biden administration on programs on MSNBC, she's asking questions, you know, why aren't you defending Maxine more to Jen Psaki? Jen Psaki's probably thinking, listen, I'm trying to defend the president. I'm trying to defend Kamala Harris. I got my hands full with these boobs. Are you kidding me? I'm coming out here every day trying to answer for a guy who's pulling on his dog's tail when he's half naked coming out of the shower. You think I can add Maxine to my list? My plate is full. Margaret, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, Grace. I'm calling about the North Face story where they're choosing not to sell to an oil and gas service company. What about the baker, the Christian bakery that didn't want to sell to for a gay wedding? The liberals are forcing them to bake a cake and sell to people that they don't necessarily agree with. Why can't we do the same thing to North Face? It's hypocrisy.
Yeah, that's not a bad point. And the funny thing is, Margaret, is that I don't really... It's not that I want to force North Face to sell to anyone. I don't really care. If they want to lose the money that would come with 400 jackets, which I'm guessing would be a lot of money, then that they have, it's a private company. That's their prerogative. But what I do think is funny, Margaret, which I think you'd appreciate, is rather than, you know, get really upset or start a boycott or whatever, the company, they decided that they would thank them and appreciate them for being good consumers and good customers for our industry. And so they awarded the North Face its first Customer Appreciation Award as a way to highlight the high-grade plastic fabrics ingredients crucial for medical supplies, heat, lighting, and mobility that oil and natural gas production make possible. So North Face didn't want to sell them their coats because they didn't want to be associated with them. And this company said, you know what? You're not only going to be associated with us, we're going to give you an award. You guys are our favorite customers, and we want to thank you. It's pretty brilliant. We'll be back on the other side. You know what we have planned. It's your favorite part of the day. It's almost time for producer's picks. We will get to that, and then we have Howie Carr coming up at the end of the show. Do not go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. I always take a deep breath at 2:30 because I know that the heavy lifting for me is over. Now the pressure, the entire weight of this show lies on the shoulders of Jared Diglio because it is time for Producer's Picks.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day, Producer's Picks.
Jared goes through all of the crazy stories he finds on the internet. Some of them are just informative, but some of them are a little wild, and he shares them with the class. Jared, go ahead. Take it away.
All righty. As promised, right out of the gate, Yamiche Alcindor, PBS's own Jim Acosta, was at the White House press briefing today talking to Jen Psaki about the national news story of Maxine Waters, some might say, insightful comments, and this is how the exchange went.
Representative Waters, as you said, clarified. She said, "My actual words don't matter." I wonder why the White House isn't also coming to the defense of Representative Waters, given the fact that she's now facing an onslaught of attacks, especially by, I would say, Republicans. I wonder why the White House isn't saying, we back what she said about being confrontational. She was obviously not threatening violence. There are civil rights leaders that are saying that's what civil rights is to be confrontational, to be active.
Well, she also clarified her own remarks, Yamiche, and I think that's the most powerful piece to point to.
Look how she says, obviously. She obviously didn't mean. How do you know? How come you all were mind readers when Donald Trump would say anything? And then you have the ability to pour and heap on the benefit of the doubt for these crazy radical Democrats. And you can tell Yamiche is such an activist because she gets a little caught up in what she's about to say, because she's just so excited to let you know that you should have Maxine Waters' back because she's doing the right thing. And why isn't the White House defending her? By the way, Yamiche, I'm going to throw out an idea for why the Biden administration is not defending Maxine. Because I have a feeling that's where this is all going. Do you want to know why? I have a feeling it has to do with racism.
Absolutely.
That's where I think that question was leading. Why won't you have Maxine Waters' back on this?
Racism.
That's where I thought that question was kind of leading. Jen Psaki, you know, she clarified the remarks herself. That's the most powerful. Jen Psaki's like, Yamiche, I have my hands full with the nuts in this White House. I can't be worried about Maxine Waters wearing a cheetah print mask telling people to get more confrontational when they're already hucking water bottles at CNN cameramen.
And my favorite part of that was not only did she ask, why can't you defend? She then presented the examples verbatim of how to defend. Well, why don't you just say this? Why don't you say this and say this and say this?
I will write it down for you and hand you a note card so you can say it after the break.
Journalism, ladies and gentlemen.
It shouldn't be the White House press briefings. It should be the White House activist briefings, because they're all just sitting there, with the exception of Peter Doocy, just trying to get something onto the desk of Joe Biden, like trying to push some angle. Why doesn't he pack the court? Why doesn't he? And so I remember reading something a few weeks ago where a writer said, it's not even about what he's doing. It's why isn't he doing X, Y, Z, and why isn't he doing it faster? Why isn't he being more radical quicker?
All right. Not content with just introducing his pack the court bill, Ed Markey is feeling himself. Today, he and AOC reintroduced the Green New Deal. Not satisfied with the fact that Joe Biden's infrastructure plan is the Green New Deal, they now need to reintroduce the Green New Deal to boondoggle more of our taxpayer money.
I saw a clip of this with AOC explaining how... Now, keep in mind, I don't want people to get confused, because you know that infrastructure is childcare, and infrastructure is everything, and infrastructure is life, and infrastructure is water. But I don't want you to get confused, because global warming and climate change is also infrastructure and is also everything. So just keep that in mind as you try to follow this.
Yes, and who better to express this than AOC herself?
The climate crisis is a crisis born of injustice, and it is a crisis born of the pursuit of profit at any and all human and ecological cost.
That's right.
Which means...
Who is that guy?
...that we must recognize in legislation that the trampling of indigenous rights is a cause of climate change. The trampling of racial justice is a cause of climate change, because we are allowing people and we are allowing ourselves to make sure to we are allowing folks to deny ourselves human rights and deny people the right to health care, the right to housing and education.
I just want to say jury tampering is infrastructure and infrastructure is climate change. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely makes sense.
I'm trying to understand how this helps anyone. Now, I will say they formally reintroduced the bill, as Jared pointed out, hoping this time the rollout goes a little bit smoother, because the big bugaboo the first time around was the whole cow fart situation.
Yes.
That was not supposed to make it into the final draft, and some intern let it loose online, cow farts and all, and AOC was not happy about that. So this time, I hope it's a little bit smoother for them. Ed Markey just... I said this before, Jared. He reminds me of Creed in The Office when he uses all the printer ink on his hair to look younger. Like, Ed Markey's just hanging out with all of these young progressives, and he's like, yeah, right on, man. Socialism rocks. He just doesn't want to get kicked off anything. He wants to be there forever.
All right, so more Democrat fun today. You know, Chuck Schumer is not just the world's biggest smarm factory. He's also hip with the kids.
Oh, no.
Now on a much different subject. Today is what you might call a very unofficial American holiday, 420.
Woo! Gotta go to Uncle Chuck's. Don't bogart that joint, Schumer. He said that on the Senate floor as part of a formal presentation.
Ugh.
420.
And honestly, it probably will be an official holiday soon enough. If everyone's going to get the day off, I mean, why not?
Well, to that end, guess who is asking President Biden to declare 420 a national marijuana holiday?
Is it a politician?
It is not a politician. It is a musician.
Oh, I saw this. Willie Nelson.
Yes, Willie Nelson. I got to tell you, he looks good. Maybe smoking pot kept him young. I don't know. But he is now asking the president to officially declare April 20th a marijuana holiday and devote the entire week to celebrating cannabis.
Now, I don't want to be a square. You know, I don't want to be a school marm. If you want to smoke the weed, then you can smoke the weed. But I don't think we need a holiday for it.
Cap the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. As the marijuana burn, we can take our turn. Singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong. To sell tapes from here to Hong Kong.
Woo!
So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems.
Oh,
that's a jam.
That is jam.
No,
Afro Man.
I don't care whatever people want to do in their spare time. I mean, that's up to you. But you don't have to make it into a holiday, Willie Nelson. I mean, I'm sure that you dabble in the doobies whenever you want. You don't need a specific day to do it. Every day is a holiday when you're high. Am I right? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. That's what the mindset of, you know.
Right. No, absolutely.
The hippies.
Sorry, I spaced out, quote unquote, there for a minute on 420. So you mentioned this earlier, former Vice President to Jimmy Carter, Walter Mondale.
Yes.
Died at the age of 93, and I think this is a good time to revisit the absolute pasting he took at the hands of Ronald Reagan in 1984 in that election. Reagan won that election with 525 electoral votes to Walter Mondale's 13. Ouch.
Yeah, that's a landslide.
Oh, that's more than a landslide. That's a continent slide. That's Guam tipping over. If you're,
don't tell
Hank Johnson
that, Jared. That's his biggest fear. Yeah, that is crazy.
All right. This is disturbing, and I don't like to get into, well, I love to get into the conspiracy theories, but I don't like to get into the conspiracy theories on the air because I don't want to spread fake news or misinformation. However, this is from 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes, who, you know, when they're not busy berating Ron DeSantis with made-up stories. 60 Minutes did a report, and Pentagon scientists reveal a microchip that senses COVID-19 in your body before you show symptoms, and a filter that extracts the virus from the blood. Now, I don't want to give any credence to the vaccine microchip people, but this happened on 60 Minutes.
Yeah, but it's not a microchip that's inserted into you when you get the vaccine.
No, it's not related to the vaccine.
That was what the conspiracy theory was.
No, this government microchip doesn't come with the vaccine. Come on. Anyway, this was on 60 Minutes.
What if everyone on board had their health monitored with this subdermal implant, now in late-stage testing? It's not some dreaded government microchip to track your every move, but a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood.
It's a sensor.
This tiny green thing in there?
That tiny green thing in there, you put it underneath your skin, and what that tells you is that there are chemical reactions going on inside the body, and that signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow.
Wow. There's an actual transmitter in that?
Yeah, it's like a check engine light.
Check this sailor out before he infects other people.
That's right.
I don't even like to give them my email when I go to Sephora, let alone the microchip. Also, why did that guy say it like that? Play that again. He goes, in the blood.
What if everyone on board had their health monitored with this subdermal implant, now in late-stage testing? It's not some dreaded government microchip to track your every move, but a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood.
Test your blood.
So the guy they talked to, retired Colonel Matt Hepburn, works for DARPA, and they've been into these technologies and these things like this for a while.
And you said it was the Pentagon?
It's the Pentagon, that was aboard the USS Roosevelt, the ship that had the outbreak last year. So if you're in the Navy, just keep your head on a swivel, because they might want to microchip you.
Yeah, that's
uncool.
Yeah, let's
between Ontario.
Jared is getting very dangerously close to going down the conspiracy theory rabbit hole. I can feel it. With that being said, do we have any other stories?
George Takei, Sulu from Star Trek, turns 84 today.
Oh, very cool. All right, guys, when we get back, we'll be talking to Howard Lawrence Carr. So don't go anywhere. And now I have a big announcement for you guys. You may have received an email from Howie about a special savings on a MyCube safe. If you open this email, you will see a picture of yours truly. I love my MyCube safe for securing my valuables, and you will too. I have my passports in there. I have all of my jewelry, and it's a really cute, I shouldn't say cute, it's a really beautiful piece of it. It's like a piece of furniture. You put it on your dresser or wherever it is, you kind of stamp it down. You can secure it wherever you want, and it's a great thing to have. Purchase yours with a lifetime guarantee, $50 off and free shipping when you use code word GRACE50 at MyCubeSafe.com. MyCube is the one product that everyone needs for a safe household. Keep your belongings secure, whether valuable or sentimental, with the MyCube safe. MyCube provides secure solutions that fit seamlessly into your home. Each MyCube brings form, function, and style in three convenient sizes. It's also simple to use. It really is simple to use. I've been using it every single day. You just plug in your different number, or you can use the biometric fingerprint technology with the BioCube, or the one I have, it's a push-button keypad with the MyCube Classic line. I love it because it has like these locks that when you put in the code, you hear the locks go across, and it's just so secure. I'm the proud owner of a MyCube safe, and you should be too. Receive $50 off with free shipping when you use code GRACE50 at MyCubeSafe.com. It is time to protect your gun and valuables, and the best solution is with MyCubeSafe. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me because I really love this product, and I think everyone should check it out. I didn't realize how much I needed a safe until I have one, and now I feel a lot better. You know, whether it's your passports, your money, your jewelry, it's just better to have it locked up tight when you leave the house. We'll be back on the other side with Howie Carr. Don't go anywhere.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
We can go to the park after dark, smoke that tumbleweed. As the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong. It still takes from here to Hong Kong.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Happy 420 to all the potheads out there. And now I'm glad to welcome Howie Carr to the program. Welcome, Howie.
Thanks for having me, Grace.
Of course. So, Howie, my first question for you is, what is your take on Joe Biden weighing in on the Derek Chauvin trial? He says he waited until the jury was sequestered, but a lot of people are still saying this wasn't a great move.
It's pretty pitiful. I mean, what happens if they have a mistrial? Then, you know, how difficult, even more difficult, will it be to pick a jury? They still have three more police officers from Minneapolis that they have to try. I mean, it was a nutty thing to say. And you know, does anyone really think he's been following the trial? Does anyone think he's been following anything?
No.
For a very long time?
No, I have a feeling when he gets home, he watches
Hazel.
Hazel, yeah. He's not watching the Derek Chauvin trial. But Howie, you know who's probably taking a nice sigh of relief here is Maxine Waters, because she was about to get the blame for this if things went wrong. But now Joe Biden just put his own foot in his mouth, so he's just as bad as she is now.
You know who never would have done this is Donald J. Trump. And he's not even a lawyer. And Biden is, you know, nominally a lawyer. He went to law school. But Trump has spent more time in courtrooms than Joe Biden has over the years. And he would know better than to do something this stupid.
Well,
you know, this isn't you don't have to be a law school graduate to know this is a dumb thing to do.
But Howie, this is the funniest part. I have to tell you this. So when the clip first came out, Glenn Kessler wrote, Biden said he was waiting till the jury was sequestered to comment. How about waiting until after the verdict? And so Stephen Miller, who I had on the program in the 1 o'clock hour, wrote back to him and said, why are journalists even asking him this question? And David Marcus clarified and said they didn't ask him. He just felt the need to share. It's like no one's even this is the crazy part about the Democrats. No one is setting them up for gotcha moments. It's like Gretchen Whitmer when she was on with Chris Hayes. No one is trying to have a random act of journalism. These people are just so dense that they just let the cat out of the bag all on their own.
How about when he says he's been praying for a guilty verdict? I've never heard anybody say I'm praying for a guilty verdict.
He's a devout Catholic, Howard.
I understand that. He's an extinguished Catholic layman.
It really is crazy. And then also, Howie, I wanted to ask your opinion on the update about Brian Sicknick. Turns out that was fake news. And I'm wondering, do you think there'll be as much reporting on the fact that it was natural causes and not a fire extinguisher?
I'm going to get into that today on my show, Grace. But the second paragraph in the New York Times, Brian Sicknick was not murdered. He died of natural causes. The second graph is, this is going to make it probably more difficult to bring homicide charges against the Trump supporters.
You think?
You think? I mean, this is one of the guys who won a Pulitzer Prize for the Russian hoax, and this is what he's writing. It will probably be more difficult. I mean, when do the hoaxes end here? You know?
It's
amazing.
Well, it's funny because I was just talking about this with a caller, and he started naming all of these things. Remember last week, Grace, with the Russian bounties? And I'm thinking, there's been like six fake news stories in 3 weeks. Guys, don't miss Howie Carr. He'll be up next. Don't go anywhere. This has been The Grace Curley Show.
Put down the ball.